Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Houseman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clem Houseman. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor strikes out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metkovich moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gutteridge. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Metkovich scores. Butcher goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houseman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Houseman moves to second. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Steiner hits a line drive towards the mound. Potter catches it and throws to second to double up Houseman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gutteridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-2 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson moves to third. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Houseman bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to home to get Culberson. Garbark moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.